Welcome to Aspire. I'm your host, Gregory Penn, and I am deeply grateful you chose to be with me on this beautiful 26th day of February 2022. We're going to be looking at mercy, and every so often, somebody catches something I've said or has watched the Beatitudes that I did on the Aspire TV program. And if you ever want to see it, it's up. Just go to aspire.org, and there you will see media. If you go to TV programs, you will see my series on the Beatitudes. One of the most important series I ever did, truly one of the most important. And the fifth beatitude is how to, quote unquote, obtain mercy. Let me read it to you. Blessed are the merciful, for they shall obtain mercy. So let's talk a little bit about obtaining and mercy. And that's what we're going to be dealing with today, because evidently a couple of people who watched these programs had a little more, what should we say, a little more interest than the average bear. They looked a little further and deeper, wanted to know a little bit more about mercy and living in the merciful within us. I cannot emphasize the Beatitudes enough. They are the perfect teachings of the way. They are the perfect teachings of love. They are the perfect teachings of awakening, spiritual awakening. They are perfect in every way, shape, and form. And my reverence and my sense of sacredness for the Beatitudes is endless, just endless. I remember being somewhere around the age of 8 or 9 years old when I first read the Beatitudes, and I was dumbfounded by what they were. I kept reading them over and over, and though my mind did not understand the words, my heart was drawn to them deeply, and I would sit, I would sit there for long periods of time, looking at the Beatitudes, reading them over, and asking myself, why do I have such a draw to these words? I didn't understand them. And then I went to, you know, seminary, and they briskly went over them. They didn't really get into them at any point in depth, not at all. And then I finally went to India, and there they were. There was the full Monty, as it were, of the teachings, and I was so deeply moved. I had a wonderful teacher who talked more about it, not enough, but at least more, and his name was Ed Rabel. He was a wonderful, wonderful teacher, and then, of course, in India, I got the full gist of it. So in my lifetime, I have found for my own practice, my own inner work, these teachings to be deeply significant. And blessed are the merciful, for they shall obtain mercy, is truly one of the most beautiful. It talks about karma. It talks about the meditative insight that you will get. And let's just get into the questions and see what we have here. The first one is from Carol, and she lives in Nevada. She says, Greg, I was deeply touched by your Beatitudes. What is she said, what is merciful? And then she wants to know about her actions, if this was merciful or that was merciful that she did. And I'm not going to get into that because that's none of my beeswax. But what is merciful? What people misunderstand is that they think it's just an action. And while it includes my actions and the things that I say and I do, it is more about a state of being within me. a state where my authentic heart, not my human heart, my authentic heart reveals to me what I need to know in any given situation. It is relative to intuition, profound intuition, not hunches, not bets, not hopes, not any of that. It is a highway to my intuition. It gets you there very quickly. What does it mean to be so merciful, so kind, so deeply mindful of any given situation? And the mindfulness comes not in thinking. Mindfulness is not thinking. Mindfulness is observation. It is to be the observer. So, to give you maybe an overview of it, blessed is the person who is so observant that they can see the answer. They can see what needs to be done, that is obtaining mercy. And this attribute that I am talking about is not intellectual. It is not philosophical. It is not even moral. It goes beyond all of that. I must be able to operate in this world, Carol, without the need for there to be comparisons, conflicts, fears. When there is comparison, there will always be conflict. And where there is conflict, there will always be hate and fear. And I will start to manifest my life through those elements. And then, of course, I lose my way very quickly. So, a merciful, what is the whole idea of mercy? Is it to feel sorry for people? No. Is it to have empathy for people? Well, that's a beginning, but no. I have to be able to see the bigger picture. To be merciful is to be gracious enough inside to put compassion ahead of judgment, ahead of what I think is right or wrong, good or bad. If I am really in the merciful state, I realize that the higher love for others evolves out of the love that lives within me, the love that I have discovered through, instead of being aggressive, instead of being mental, instead of being using my mental acuity to get what I think of as mercy, I actually go into the state of mercy, the direct experience of what it means to be merciful. That direct experience is extremely important. And most people, if they move into it, will be quite surprised at the beauty that unfolds in being merciful. Looking at life from not the idea of what's fair and right, but looking at life from what is needed, what is necessary, what exists as love. Everything in this universe runs in love, operates from love. The whole order of the universe, though it doesn't look like that to us in our minds, operates out of love. Now, I'm not talking about the order of the science of the world, cosmos, you know, where you're looking out in a telescope and watching asteroids float around and all of that stuff. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about the basic operation of the universe. It is all based in love. And in that love, there is a depth of kindness that exceeds anything we have ever known. It's so kind, it's gracious. Graciousness is a huge thing. To be gracious in anything that we do, in anything that we think, say, and do, means that I take into account love. And love is everything. So when you are asking what is merciful, it isn't an act, it isn't a thought, it isn't a belief, it isn't any of that. To be merciful is to recognize love ahead of everything, that we are here as love, that love does live within us, and it must be put center stage. And if I have not found that great love, then I must seek it. And that goes back to the Beatitude, blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. It's a very, very involved, integrated, and beautiful experience. Carol, I hope that helps you. I really do. Please forgive me. Namaste. I could go watch the TV programs on Aspire. They will help you. The next one comes from Mark in Fresno, California. Can merciful be obtained through daily life, he asks. I don't understand why the word obtain is there, Mark. Mark, you have to understand these were interpreted. And in Aramaic, as far as I have been taught and told, that word obtain is just a placeholder. It is very hard for people to understand that because there is no word for it as it translates into English. So, to obtain means to put myself in accord. That's what the Aramaic says. How do I put myself in accord with mercy? In other words, align myself with it. And if I am careful, if I am observant within myself, I will discover the wakefulness that allows me to observe the state of any given situation through compassion, and that is done through intuition. So, the word obtain. Blessed are those who put themselves in accord with mercy, for they shall awaken to that mercy. The merciful, when you are deeply merciful, it means you are not in the petty mind that most of us have and operate out of. You know, that petty mind that thinks this is right, this is wrong, this is good, this is bad. The petty mind of what you think you deserve. And it's always better than probably what we do deserve, but nonetheless, and I'm laughing tongue in cheek here, but it is that place where we realize I have to give up wanting to hate, wanting to fight, wanting to hurt, wanting to get my way, forcing situations through personal hatred. That's really all it's about. So to obtain means in consciousness. I have to come to the place in consciousness where I'm willing to awaken, willing to no longer pull the trigger of hatred and fear for the sake of just getting what I want. And that's very, very important. If you look at your life, if you really look at your life, you will see your fingers always, your hand is gripping the gun of hate, and your fingers always on that trigger, always willing to dislike and like, want and need, pulling the trigger of hate and fear at all times without ever giving any consideration to the meaning and the substance of what it is to live more consciously in a merciful way. In doing so, when you start to see the bigger picture, instead of going to my emotions and just going, well, here's a situation, which emotion am I going to use to defend myself or to get what I want? I start looking at everything from the point of view of compassion. And that often means sacrifice, giving up what I want for what is necessary, like forgiveness, which is huge. Oop, I'm out of here. Thank you so much, Mark, for your question. And if you need more, give me a call. Please forgive me. Namaste. Thank you for listening. We'll be back on the air tomorrow. Have a wonderful day. And please forgive me, eh? Namaste.